This is your WCFW Daily News Roundup for 105.7 CFW in Chippewa Falls and 93.5 The Tap in Eau Claire.
For 105.7 CFW News, I'm James Kelly. The Eau Claire City Council will consider a number of proposals at its meeting this week. According to the agenda, the City Council will consider a resolution to request additional funding from the state to support the City-County Health Department. If approved, the resolution would request that the Wisconsin League of Municipalities advocate for more public health funding to be included in the next biennial state budget. City-County Health Department officials say they receive just $7,000 in state funding each year to track and prevent the spread of communicable diseases, forcing them to compete with other municipal health departments for grant funding, as well as to use local property tax funding. The City Council will also vote on final changes to the new downtown paid parking ordinances that are set to go into effect on Saturday. Among those changes is a proposal to establish quick stop zones around the downtown area where residents can park for free for up to 15 minutes. A public comment meeting will take place today before the City Council holds its legislative session on Tuesday. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation is seeking input from Eau Claire County residents on multiple proposed bridge rehabilitation projects. According to a press release, the projects would include the bridges carrying east and westbound I-94 over the Chippewa River Overflow, and Wisconsin Highway 37. DOT officials say the over 50-year-old bridges are in need of repairs, which would include replacing bridge joints, concrete surface repairs, and guardrail updates. The agency will accept public comments on the proposal until August 7th. In-person absentee voting will get underway in Menominee beginning this week as the August 11th primary election draws near. In-person absentee voting will be available beginning Tuesday at Menominee City Hall. Voting will take place in the finance wing at City Hall, and there will be clearly marked signs throughout the building for voters to follow. Anyone looking to cast their ballot this way can do so Monday through Thursday from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and Fridays from 10 a.m. to noon. The final day to cast an in-person absentee ballot will be Friday, August 7th. For 105.7 CFW News, I'm James Kelly.
For Civic Media News, I'm Connie Fellman. A 14-year-old boy was killed over the weekend in Sheboygan after being hit by a car on his e-bike. Sheboygan police say the crash happened just before 5 on Saturday. They say the teen rode through a stop sign into the path of an oncoming car. He was pronounced dead shortly after arriving at a local hospital. Authorities say the 25-year-old driver of the car was not hurt. Menasha police say a 4-year-old was hit and run over by an e-bike in Jefferson Park last Friday evening. They say the child suffered cuts and bruises to the head and face, so the parents took the child to the hospital to be checked out. Police are reminding people to operate e-bikes safely and travel at a safe speed. Hundreds of mourners turned out last week in Madison for a candlelight vigil to remember a man shot and killed by Madison police officers the day before. Mourners brought flowers, signs, and candles to the intersection of South Baldwin and Williamson Streets, where 38-year-old Corey Ruiz was killed. Madison police have placed 4 officers on leave while the investigation into the shooting continues. Their names have not been released. Earlier in the day, Madison Police Chief John Patterson was interrupted by protesters who took over the news conference where he was updating the public on the shooting. Police say Ruiz was shot after showing a knife while scuffling with officers who were trying to arrest him on Wednesday. Wisconsin is joining 25 other states suing the Trump administration over new conditions tied to federal disaster and counterterrorism funding. The lawsuit challenges new funding requirements from FEMA and the Department of Homeland Security. The changes would force states to help enforce federal immigration law and change election procedures to receive federal funding. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call argues the conditions violate federal law and the Constitution. The state previously joined similar lawsuits that successfully blocked comparable funding conditions in federal court. A 14-year-old boy was killed over the weekend in Sheboygan after being hit by a car on his e-bike. Sheboygan police say the crash happened just before 5 on Saturday. They say the teen rode through a stop sign into the path of an oncoming car. He was pronounced dead shortly after arriving at a local hospital. Authorities say the 25-year-old driver of the car was not hurt. Menasha police say a 4-year-old was hit and run over by an e-bike in Jefferson Park last Friday evening. They say the child suffered cuts and bruises to the head and face, so the parents took the child to the hospital to be checked out. Police are reminding people to operate e-bikes safely and travel at a safe speed. Hundreds of mourners turned out last week in Madison for a candlelight vigil to remember a man shot and killed by Madison police officers the day before. Mourners brought flowers, signs, and candles to the intersection of South Baldwin and Williamson Streets, where 38-year-old Corey Ruiz was killed. Madison police have placed four officers on leave while the investigation into the shooting continues. Their names have not been released. Earlier in the day, Madison Police Chief John Patterson was interrupted by protesters who took over the news conference where he was updating the public on the shooting. Police say Ruiz was shot after showing a knife while scuffling with officers who were trying to arrest him on Wednesday. Wisconsin is joining 25 other states suing the Trump administration over new conditions tied to federal disaster and counterterrorism funding. The lawsuit challenges new funding requirements from FEMA and the Department of Homeland Security. The changes would force states to help enforce federal immigration law and change election procedures to receive federal funding. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call argues the conditions violate federal law and the Constitution. The state previously joined similar lawsuits that successfully blocked comparable funding conditions in federal court. And that's your state news update. I'm Connie Fallman for Civic Media News.
The Packers open their books. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports from Green Bay, where the Green Bay Packers holding their shareholders meeting. Team president Ed Policy says due to some construction costs and big player contracts like Micah Parsons, the team reporting an operating loss of just over $1 million.
Number one, the Packers remain in very solid financial footing, and we're in a very strong position. We've got a very strong balance sheet. But number two, we have, I think, shown through these financials that we are going to invest whatever it takes to field a championship caliber team.
Training camp practice begins on Wednesday. Baseball, the Brewers beat the Rockies 11-2 yesterday to take the series 2-1. Jacob Mizorowski getting the win. How's the mood in the clubhouse?
Yeah, doing great. I mean, guys are in a good spot. You know, clubhouse energy is high right now, so it's really fun to be in here.
The Miz now 11-4 for the season. Tonight, they take on the Giants to kick off a 6-game schedule on the West Coast. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
A lingering morning thunderstorm today, otherwise mostly sunny. A little smoky haze in the air at times with a high in the upper 80s to low 90s. Still muggy with a heat index over 100 today. Tonight, mostly cloudy, 65. Tomorrow, mostly sunny in the mid to upper 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 82.
That's your WCFW and the TAP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WCFW.FM or thetap.fm.